here they come. Just as we had settled down for a nice, quiet, lazy time over the weekend, in comes Cousin Rollo, his wife, and their four kids. So add a little water to the soup, get out a clean tablecloth, and today we'll use napkins, for we are dedicating this version of Comedy Capers to visitors. We greet them with a smile, but oh, if we could only tell them what we really thought. Oh, well, the Varsity Three will make them welcome with Look Who's Here.
Look who's here. What a sight to gaze upon, a bunch of praise upon, a look who's here. My, my. Look who's here. Looking cute and clever, well, I swear I never will. Look who's here. My, my. What a beautiful smile. What a classical pose. What a wonderful style. With the wonderful these and the wonderful those. Oh, look who's here. She's an inspiration for a big ovation. It's time to cheer. Look who's here.
Thank you. Thank you, boys. And two of our guests are a pair of ne'er-do-wells who have crashed more weekend parties than One-Eyed Connolly has ballparks. Every time they call, it's just for a little visit, but that means at least 3 days. 7 or 8 extra meals, and it usually winds up with a $2 touch. Well, they're here, so what's to do about it? Presenting those perennial pests, the two daffodils, Atterbury and Gillum.
And greetings, my friends. You're listening to your old palsy, walsies, and advisors this time, hit and miss, the boys of experience. Radio's gift to the troubled minds of this vast universe. Our mail from perplexed people has been very heavy this week. We've received letters from all over the world and a postal card from Scotland. Now, the first letter we have here that is screaming for help is from a young lady who signs her initials DDH. Dear boys of experience, I'm a young girl, 21, going on 22. I'm going with a young man, 23, going on 24. We've been going together 6 years, going on 7. He wants to marry me. What shall I do?
Keep on going, girlie, while the going's good.
Oh, I all right. Yes, sir, that was all right. That was a nice piece of work. Boy, our gags are going like a wheelchair uphill.
Yeah, I think... I think I've done good with that one.
You think you've done good?
Yeah.
Pardon me, are you an Oxford man?
Yes, I'm an Oxford man.
Well, you'd better go back to high shoes. Now... I'm sorry for that one. But before you go, you might read the next hit and miss.
The pleasure's all mine. This next question that is cooing for an answer was sent in by a party who signs the initials J.H.K. Dear boys of experience, I understand that you boys claim to know everything, but I'm from Missouri. I'm going to put you to one more gigantic test. Can you use the word Mississippi in a sentence?
The word Mississippi in a sentence? Boy, they almost caught me with my pants out of crease on that one. The word Mississippi in a sentence, sure. My wife wants to look like Mae West. It costs me $5 a day for chocolates, but I don't mind. Anything to make the missus hippy. This is really a great game.
I like it, George. Yes,
I still think I have the strength to go on. If I do so, I find the next hit and miss comes from a party who signs the initials KKK.
KKK.
Dear boys of experience, a few weeks ago, my husband's eye was struck by a flying cork. Since that time, everything he looks at, he sees double. Do you think this strange affliction will hinder his chances in finding employment?
No, my friend. The fact that your husband now sees double will not hurt his chances in finding employment. He's a cinch to get a job reading meters for the gas company.
All right.
Doctor, is this St. Louis?
Really, that really was sensational. That was some thinking.
Well, after all, I make my living with my head.
Pretty soft. But go on with the next hit and miss, or are there any more?
Yeah, here's one. I think you'd better read it.
All right. This looks like it's from Tom Post. I'm not sure. It says, Dear Boys of Experience, will you boys please send me your pictures, as I want 4 pictures for my bedroom. I already have Frankenstein and Dracula. Oh, my. Nice people. I like this program. We'll skip that one.
Well, here's the last hit and miss for this time. It's signed FRD. Dear Boys of Experience, what do you think of the new fashions the girls in Hollywood are starting, wearing dresses made of glass?
Hey, what is this business?
Sure, didn't you know? The girls in Hollywood have started the new style of wearing dresses made of glass.
Well, I'll see you around.
Where are you going?
I'm off for Hollywood.
You're not a glass blower, are you?
What?
I say you're not a glass blower, are you?
No, I'm a window washer.
Oh!
Thank you, boys and girls, both. We have 3 girl visitors here who are apt to put me in line for a lot of explaining. One day about 3 weeks ago, when my wife was out of town, I met the girls at the radio station, and always being cordial and friendly, I said, why don't you come up and see me sometime? And here they are. Professionally, they're known as the Rhythmettes, and they're going to do a dandy little ditty for us called Dancing Ladies with the Varsity Three as their partner.
Wondering where I got my love, landing someone quite so grand, when so many folks get stuck.
Your supply of everything that's needed does meet my demand. Pardon if I seem to gush.
I say without a blush, my dancing lady, there's nobody like you.
Thank you. That was fine, boys and girls. After that, you don't need to make it so long between visits. We have another visitor here who says a man's best friend is his dog. We asked him why he didn't pay us a visit more often. He said since his wife found out a few things about him, the only visiting he's been doing has been in the dog house. Well, yonder he comes, that quaint philosopher. Bob Burns, the original slow brain to Arkansas.
Tom, you know, this is about visitors, ain't it?
Well, it's supposed to be.
I don't suppose you know much about visitors. I don't reckon your relatives bother you much. Of course, you're only a master of ceremonies now. But if you ever do start doing anything worthwhile, your kin folks will find you, Tom.
Yeah, I suppose so. You seem to know a lot about that.
Yeah, now that I got into pictures, though, all my Arkansas Burns' relatives, you know, will be heading out this way. You know, I don't believe I ever told you about my moving picture experience, did I?
Well, no. It must be very interesting, though.
Well, Tom, after I'd been out here in Hollywood about 8 years, I finally got in to see a casting director. He told me he is sorry, but he was only casting types. He says, I'll send for you sometime when I've got an old man's part.
Uh-huh.
I says, I ain't old enough to play an old man's part. And he says, you will be by the time I send for you.
that's discouraging.
Yeah, but I finally got into a studio. They were trying to make a soundtrack of a hog eating and making a lot of noise, you know.
Yeah.
And I went up to the director and I said, if you want that hog to make a whole lot of noise while he's eating, you've got to give him something he likes real well.
Well, yeah.
The director says, what do you know about it? I bet you never raised a pig in your life. I says, no, but my dad did. And he looked at me and he says, I ain't going to argue with you about that.
I don't blame him. Don't hit me. Did you get the job?
Yeah, I got a job leading that hog around in the picture, Tom. I worked all that day, but the next morning the director called me over and he says, I'm sorry, buddy, but we won't be able to use you anymore.
Well, what was the trouble?
Well, the director says that after seeing the pictures they made of me and the hog the day before, they decided there wasn't enough contrast.
And still you didn't give up.
No, sir, kept plugging away. Finally, I got a part in Katharine Hepburn's last picture. I was doing edges in that picture.
What do you mean, doing edges?
Well, Tom, I'll explain that to you. When, you know, when they want to show that the star ain't alone in the scene, you know, take the camera and they take a picture of her shooting over the edge of somebody's shoulder. you know?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, well, the edge of this shoulder is the part I had in that picture.
I see. The edge of his left shoulder.
Yeah, the left
and
shoulder.
And they just shoot the camera over that, yeah. And then they take a picture of this dog.
Sometimes they have two of us, you know, shoot over the edges of two people's shoulders, see?
Oh, I see.
And if the folks down home are listening to this program, I just want to let them know that when they use two shoulders, I kept moving this one shoulder so they'll know which is me.
Well, you know, with all of that experience in the pictures, that ought to bring your relatives right out here.
Oh, yes, yes, the relatives. I forgot to tell you, you know, my wife's folks are already out here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the minute they started unpacking, I know they intended to stay a long time.
How'd you figure that out?
The old man brought two shirts.
Well, tell me, how is your wife's mother?
Tom, she's the ugliest white woman I ever saw in my life. I don't see, honestly, I don't see how a woman can twist her face in so many different shapes without making it bleed.
Well, has she got a double chin?
Yeah, she's got a double chin, but it don't show, Tom. Her lip hides it.
Well, you know, every visit must wind up sometime, so we'll say toodaloo. Very happy to have had you for our visitors to Comedy Capers. Come and be with us again the next time, which won't be long, and the Varsity 3 will give you the same old greeting, Look Who's Here.
Look who's here. She's an inspiration for a big ovation. It's the time to cheer. Look who's here.
And that's the finale, friends. This is Tom Post saying, Wiedersehen, and inviting you to visit with us again and again. And remember, many a man will invite you home for dinner, but don't you do it until he calls his wife.